Blog Talk Radio.
Hello, everyone. You're listening to the Queen of Show Talk, Angela Butler. Today, the interview is Mr. Gary Joyner. He's a security officer from the state of Georgia. He's doing the interview today to talk about placing Pear back into school. This is very important to him. In recent events in the last years or so of the massacres in the schools of the children, and in light of the 21 people who were murdered, the 19 children, and the two school teachers, 21 people. So he's doing an interview to try to get people to understand why prayer is so important and what it was like growing up during a time when there was prayer in the schools. All right. Good afternoon, Mr. Joyner.
Good afternoon.
How are you doing?
I am doing well. I am blessed to be alive.
Thank you for agreeing to come on the Queen of Show Talk, Angela Butler. I'm glad to have you on. I'm glad you wanted to do an interview on this very important topic. First, I guess the first thing would be to start with how things were when prayer was in school.
So back in the 60s and the 70s, when I was in school, we didn't have this kind of violence. We have no shooting whatsoever. And you can go back in the history and check for yourself to see. There was no killing going on at our school, at any school or colleges. Why? Because every morning when we go to class, we will say a prayer, say a pledge of allegiance to the flag, and at lunchtime we'll say our grace and give thanks to God and go on to lunch. And we didn't have no kind of problems. Now today, we have all kind of problems simply because we took God out and let Satan come in.
Yes, that is true. When I was growing up also, I didn't know of any killings. The worst thing I had heard about was the Rodney King beaten in California by the police officers. There wasn't a lot of that were not, to the best of my knowledge, back in the 70s and 80s, like 1975, 74 to 1988, I didn't know of any massacres in the schools. I personally did not.
Correct. And for the people that saying that, well, it's state and religion's not supposed to be together. Ask yourself, when you see Congress or president get sworn in, what do they use to swear them in with?
The Bible.
When you go to court and have to give testimony, when you get on that witness stand, what do they ask you to do? Put your hand on the Bible and repeat after me. Do you swear to tell the truth, the whole truth, and nothing but the truth? So help you God. Can they use the Bible and bring God in when it's supposed to be separate? Put prayer back in school. There's no separation of state and churches. Put it back in school where he belongs, protecting our children. For those of you who don't want his protection, keep your child home and school them at home. But for the rest of us who children go to school, we want them to be protected and protected by the highest security there ever was, by the highest sheriff there ever will be, God, Jesus Christ. With him, nothing goes wrong. Without him, you see what trouble we're in now. We need him back. You know, even though he never left, he's always been there. But Why would you do anything for somebody who don't respect you, don't recognize you, care less? God is a jealous God. He has feelings just like we do. And he don't like that you give him more power to Satan than and give him nothing. And it's simple. Have Congress start a petition. Every town, every country, every state, sign a petition requesting the government and the Supreme Court to overturn that law and put prayer back in school. If you can overturn Wade versus Roe, you can overturn prayer out of star. Excuse me, you can overturn church and state and bring God back, put them back on the throne of our children, put them back in charge.
That's
and
right.
If you don't, and for those who think that'll make a difference, nothing beats a failure but a try. Government don't try what he could, and it's getting worse. So let's let God do what he do best.
Yes. Yes. Yes, you're so right, sir. That you are 100% right. There's nothing wrong with what you said. It's the truth. Put God back in the school. Yes. Put him back in. That is correct.
Thank you.
Okay, so how do you, I know you were talking about when you and I were growing, you're older than me, but only by like 11, 12 years. How would you go about it? I mean, what would be your first step? The show
right.
is the first step, but what would be the next step?
Write a petition, everyone. Sign a petition, get everybody you can, and send it to Congress, send it to the Supreme Court. Stack their desk to the ceiling with petitions. And also let them know, especially Congress, that we put you in power, we can vote you out of power. They see that and realize, hey, my job is on the line. Things will start changing.
We need it. The children need it.
Yes.
Children and grandchildren need it.
Yes. I just saw in the news the other night that the Republicans finally, after all the years, caught themselves trying to make up a gun reform law. But in that law, they still refuse to raise the age that a person can buy an assault rifle. Then Biden asked from raised it from 18 to 21. I don't see nothing wrong with that, but the Republicans refuse to do that. In other words, they're saying they're hit with our children. You know, they got to make that money.
Yeah. Yes, I understand what you're saying. They still got to make that money, or they're being funded. They're being funded. By people who don't want those laws.
Exactly.
The senators and representatives, well, the senators anyway, the Republican senators. But I believe that if you would get a petition started, there would be people who would sign it, and I would be glad to promote it.
I will. I'm doing my best. I sent some I sent some email and stuff out to some preachers, and I'm going to keep on sending it to other preachers, ministers, and I'm pretty sure out of every 10, at least 5 or 6 of them will try to get their congregation to start a petition.
You think so?
I feel, because God is in control. He can change hearts and he can change minds.
Yes.
You got to be one powerful person. You got to be one powerful person that God can't change your mind. I don't think there ever was one or ever will be one.
Yes, I know the gentleman, I don't know if he's an atheist or not, but I know once he helped get it outlawed, prayer in the schools, I believe his son killed himself.
I don't know, but it was the woman, Phil Donahue's mother-in-law, is the one that heard, because her son had to say prayer in school, she went running to Congress and to the Supreme Court and had them take prayer out of school. But come to find out, that same child that she tried to get this taken out wind up being a preacher himself, becoming a minister. And she, her son-in-law, not Phil, but her other son-in-law, and her granddaughter came up missing, and no one knew where they're at. I got an idea where she at, and she can use a good glass of cold water where she's at.
Yeah. Alright. So that's what you want to come on the Queen of Show Talk, Angela, about to say that you would like to see prayer put back in school.
Yes, and one more thing. A person that, it was a cartoon, but what he said made most sense than anything else. He said, evil triumph when good people do nothing. So are you on the evil side or are you a good person? If you're a good person, do something. Sign a petition. Get a petition. Have your neighbor, friend, relative, anybody you can get, sign this petition, and let's do the right thing. Protect our children. Put prayer back in school.
Yeah, that would be the best thing to do, would be to put prayer back in school. But I just got a feeling there's going to be opposition. But if they don't want to raise the age on guns and things, raise the age for guns and things like that, that President Biden has put in place, Congress, the upper house does not want to, but President Biden, most of the Democrats do. So
the one that don't want to do it, let's vote them out of office when their term is up.
You know, prayer should be put back in school. I believe it will change things by putting God back into the picture.
Amen.
Because we used to have daily devotion, and it meant something. It
yep.
meant something, having prayer and things like that. It meant
yep.
something back then. Something about saying the prayer, I don't know. It kept a lot of things from happening. There was still bullying and things, and there was still racism and bullying, but it just made a difference to all of us of every race. Yeah.
That's true.
A difference in the school. It made a difference in the students. There was still racism, like I said. There were still things that were wrong. There was still bullying, but it wasn't to the point where you'd go and get a gun and shoot somebody. It wasn't right then.
Exactly.
Yeah. It was not like where you would come back the next day and have a high-powered weapon and kill 19 students and two teachers. I didn't know of anything like that to happen. The worst thing I knew about was the Rodney King, where the police beat him. I didn't know about any massacres. I could not recall any school massacres.
Because there never was until Satan was put in charge. Remember, the best trick Satan ever did was to convince man that he don't exist. You better believe that God exists, he exists.
That's right. So once you get the petition started, I'll have you back on.
Yes, ma'am. I will do everything that I can. And hopefully this talk show will get some petitions started on their end.
Well, maybe you could start one. I'll be glad to help you do it.
I can use all the help I can get.
Yes, sir. For what you're doing. Nothing wrong with you. Yes, sir. You're doing the right thing. You're doing what God wants you to do. It's just getting other people on board, you know, changing the mind of the senators and people.
There's one thing people don't understand, don't realize, and I know it sounds like a fantasy, but believe me, one day the day will come that you see that this is not a fantasy or wasn't a fantasy. People got to realize that they didn't came out of the air, out of smoke, that they was here on this planet millions of years ago. It's called the first Earth Age, and God created the earth and the heaven. King Bard, he didn't create it like that. It became Bard and without form after Satan tried to take over. But we was here peacefully, living love and harmony. And by Satan did what he did, and a third of the angels follow him, that's why God put us in our flesh bodies now to see if we're going to follow him or we're going to follow Satan. God, I hope y'all people that hear this decide to follow him and cut Satan loose. Satan don't have no power unless we give him power. And if I gave him power, I renounce that power, and I take my power back and give it to the Lord.
There's nothing wrong with what you're saying. I agree with what you're saying. I hope it will happen. I'll be praying for it to happen. I'll be praying for you.
Thank you.
God bless you, Mr. Gary Joyner. Thank you for coming on the Queen of Show Talk with Angel Butler. I hope you don't have to work as hard tonight as a security officer.
Tonight I got it easy. Nobody on the site. Nobody be coming by. So I can sit back and drink me a Mountain Dew, eat me some food, look at me some shows on my iPod.
Okay. All right. Thank you for coming on the Queen of Show Talk.
And thank you for having me. And God thank everybody, your listeners, for listening.
God bless your Christian soul.
Thank you, and same here to you and to everyone else.
Thank you. All right, everyone, you've been listening to the Queen of Show Talk with Angela Butler. You've been listening to Mr. Gary Joyner. Mr. Gary Joyner is a security officer within the state of Georgia. He was on the Queen on the show doing an interview about placing prayer in school. This is a recorded video, so you won't be able to call in. But I hope you all will listen to this and, you know, sign the petition or start one of your own. All right, thank you.
Good night.